653 KXLY Morning News by Nana Christy Martin.
Good morning. Well, boy, almost Valentine's Day, and many of you buy roses and chocolates for your sweetie, but Vita Melendez Redmond, the chef at New Leaf Bakery in Spokane, has some different ideas. She's baking cookies for Valentine's Day, but also to help low-income women. Good morning, Vita.
Good morning.
So tell us how this program works.
Well, this program is a Transitions New Leaf Job Training Program. It's a six-month program for low-income and homeless women. And what I do here is train them to get into the food service industry. And it's basic skills, knife skills, purchasing, prescription, sanitation, just the really basic stuff that a person would need to get into an entry-level job. The women that come into this program have some of them severe barriers, whether they're just coming out of jail or prison, or they're going through some transition in life, whether they're, they might be going through a divorce, they might have lost their job for whatever reason, laid off, or, anything like that. And more importantly, I focus on not only, teaching them how to cook and how to bake, any of that. That's fine and good. But what's more important for me is to get them back to feeling like the valuable woman that they are, building up their self-confidence again, doing that kind of work, getting them motivated, getting them to a place where they're happy to be alive again. We provide them with a safety network here, if you will. Safety in the place that we're at, the location that we're at, the staff, all of Transitions is backing these women. We provide not only the services that I provide for them, the training that I provide, but we have folks on, like we recently hired a vocational specialist that is out there advocating for our women in the community.
Vita, I hate to cut in, but I apologize. We're about out of time. We just want to know real quick, can we come by those cookies and help the program out?
You can. You can come by the program. You can reach us by email, and you can get us either we're at www.helpfor4women.org.